Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie, quick three right side. Got
Kyrie Irving.
Into Kyrie. Switches to the left hand and lays it in.
Plays here. At 98.5, the Sports Hub. Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And they were talking about Pedroia, and they showed him like taking like a soft ground ball. Did you see the poor bastard behind him that tried to backhand one?
Yeah.
They got right through him. I could have made that play.
Yep.
Who's that guy?
I have no idea.
But there was a, you know, Pedroia takes like a little slow roller. I like that they do that still. That's just like, you know, like a T-ball team. You give him a little slow roller.
Crawl before you walk.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, he hops up like he's going to make the throw to second.
Yep, only 3 years left on that contract.
And then you got the guy, the poor bastard after him, that tries to backhand one. Yeah. He didn't have to backhand.
Mm-mm.
Move your feet.
Agreed.
You got to tell him it's like the alligator.
Shuffle, you know.
A little shuffle to your right, you alligator it.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that thing could take a funny bounce. You want that to hit off your chest, Johnny Wall game. You don't want that thing rolling by you.
You know, they don't teach fundamentals anymore.
That's Bobby Valentine did.
I know.
He'd just get right in the box with you.
We all know
that.
Get
the fungo bats out and says, let's work. Let's have some snack time.
Remember he took Iglesias out of the backfield and taught him how to field?
No, and then he took Bogarts. He got in the batting box with Bogarts.
Yeah.
The batter's box.
Iglesias, who's probably the best fielding shortstop the Red Sox have had in the last 30 years, and was trying to explain to him how to field.
You got to admit, it was worth sacrificing good baseball to get Bobby Valentine for 1 year.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah, also, it was brilliant.
I'm no expert.
It was great.
But I said, it was funny. I'm like, I saw this spring training. I'm like, what the hell is he doing? You couldn't do this to high school
and
kids.
He was being fawned over.
But that's
Writers
exactly what it was.
Loved him.
And everyone was like, this is so great. Like, look at him. And I'm saying, are you out of your mind? When was the last time you watched any baseball in any lower level? You can't do that.
Remember he had stations and everyone had to be at a specific time at a specific place and the horn would go off and everyone,
can you imagine,
would have
Gambino,
to go from one place to another.
Gambino at Boston College, like going and like getting in the batter's box with a kid. I mean, you can't be doing that. You can't do that on a high school travel team.
Some people have referred to me as.
Yeah, that's some sort of genius.
The best was he went 10 years between managing jobs and was so terrible with the Red Sox, I've been out of baseball ever since he left 7 years ago.
That you're
because
right.
Because he was grandstanding. I mean, that whole spring training was one big ego
fantastic
trip.
Fantastic.
And these stupid writers that cover the team were like, oh, this is great. No, it's not. This is juvenile. You can't be doing this to professional athletes. My God. Going out with Iglesias in the field. What are you going to teach him, stupid? Guy's been playing baseball his entire life. He's one of the like five people on the planet that can do what he does. And you're going to teach him something, you old piece of crap?
I'm not built a fence? Monster that breathes fire that some people have referred to me as.
Yeah, everyone's referring to you. These guys with their egos. Everyone can't get enough. All right, so I'm going on vacation. I leave tomorrow. I'm going down there to the Florida Keys. Going to do a little fishing. And my wife said, I made you an appointment there to get your back waxed. So I went.
Could you interpret that for me?
That she wanted me to get my back waxed. She was embarrassed. I didn't get my back waxed.
When the wife books it for you.
Yeah, she was. She was
sending a shot across the bow saying, all right, dude, you got to do something about this.
Yeah, like you're completely out of shape. you look disgusting with your shirt off, but let's, like, you know, mitigate the damage a little bit here. Let's try to get it so it's not so bad. So whenever I talk about waxing my back, I people are intrigued. Now, I think that is because there are some men that feel they get all hung up on what's masculine. And while they would love to get their back waxed, they have trouble admitting it. So as a public service yesterday, and because I was told to, and because I was told to by everyone, I went to my Instagram, at Fred Toucher, where I have 5 followers. And I taped myself or live streamed myself getting my back waxed. Now, I went out. I can't even remember the name of the place I was at, but it was Newtonville. And the woman, Tanya, was she was good. It didn't hurt overly bad, but here is audio of it.
Okay, so just real quick, setting
the
things
video,
up.
Okay, the video's up at Fred Toucher on the
Instagram. So, okay, so it also, and once again, I don't have a hairy back, but I've never gotten it done. Can you take me through, so you take off your shirt, you lie down, like, stomach first.
Yeah.
On this, like a massage table.
Yep.
And then do they pour wax on your back?
They take it. And this could all be seen at Fred Toucher on Instagram with my 5 followers. They take what is almost like a paint roller, and they put hot wax on you.
Okay.
And then they take a strip of, some sort of fabric. And they put that on your back, and then they yank it off.
Did you take anything before you went to kind of help numb
the pain? I had 2 beers.
Okay, all right. That's good. It's good.
I had 2 beers before I went.
All right.
To try to calm myself down.
And it's a painful experience.
Well, I mean, they're ripping hair from your body.
Yeah.
But what I will say is Steve Carell is a puss. That, like, he freaked out that bad. Because in 40-year-old virgin, they're literally waxing his chest.
But they pulled it off, like, the hair around his nipple, which I got to think is going to be way more painful than your back.
And plus, the person doing it, I was reading a story about this, had never done it before. She had lied to get the gig in the movie 40-year-old virgin, had never taken hair off a guy's body before in her life.
No, that's not good.
Nope.
All right, so here is, I'm laying down. Now, Bird, because of his job, and then Nick, because of his stupid Valentine's Day, couldn't film me. So I was forced to film myself, and here is what happened. Here is 2 minutes of the 20 minutes that it took.
Hello, I'm getting my back waxed.
Now, Wallach was there.
I was about to say, there's a bird in the room.
Yeah, Wallach was there, but he doesn't talk or didn't want to hold the camera.
Hello, I'm getting my back waxed.
Hey guys, stop. I'm sorry. So they're playing relaxing music in order to make you not lose your S?
Yeah, they're just, you know, it's a spa.
Okay.
They want you to mellow out while they rip hair from you. Bella Boutique, I believe, is the name of the place I was. I didn't get anything for free. Maybe next time. But here we go.
Hello, I'm getting my back waxed. What's your name?
Tanya, nice to meet you guys.
That's Tanya. She's going to wax my back, and I'm not looking forward to this. If you see, this is a situation going on right here. She's going to put the wax on my back.
All right, so my face is, like, kind of down on the table. Mm-hmm. So it's and people are like, you're heavy breathing, and I'm like, yeah. Getting hair torn from my body.
Right, you're getting ready.
Yeah. I mean, the whole time I'm heavy breathing. I was tearing up. Here we go.
She's going to put the wax on my back. And then she's going to pull out the strips of hair. I've had 2 beers in preparation for this. It's not enough. Here we go.
I'm sorry.
I don't even think I'm swearing.
What is that, Fred swearing?
I think that there's some iffy ones.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Because I think I only swore once.
Better safe than sorry type of thing.
Yeah.
The first 2 letters of a swear word.
I to my recollection, because I watched the video, I only swore once.
Okay.
But then again, at Fred Toucher on Instagram.
You know what you were?
Lay down, hands up. I was. Brandon Merriweather was, why are you taking that perfectly good hair off your body? Please.
It's actually not bad. She knows what she's doing.
You're doing a good job.
She knows what she's doing.
This is the price of beauty. My wife built, bought this.
What's in your mouth? Like, why are you putting your arm in your mouth?
No,
so you don't scream?
No, because you're laying on your stomach. So, and then, like, so if you put your head down, like eating the paper.
Oh, I see. Okay. Your mouth's on the paper.
Yeah. I mean, you're not like craning up, like, you're not doing downward
or downward dog.
That's not the correct position. But I'm laying on my stomach. I mean, I can't like pop my head up. I mean,
somebody said watching Fred get de-haired was my Valentine's Day highlight.
Yeah, It was mine too.
Just changing the wax.
Now they're changing the wax.
All right, so here we go.
There we go.
Take a deep breath.
That one hurt. That one hurt. Not gonna lie to anyone.
Just doing the shoulder area. Won't be too bad. A little bit right here.
The best is that they keep telling you you're doing a good job.
Throwing a fit and punching anybody.
Well, she said that this is mind-boggling. She says people want to take a break.
Just get it done.
Just
get it done.
No.
Hell no.
No.
Yeah, she says like people want to take like a 5-minute break. No. And I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Is this when you're screaming? That's got to be your shoulders, right? That's like high up by your neck. Okay, that hurts the worst.
Man.
There's like three things, and then women are like, "Well, you should see what women have to do." That's 2 seconds.
Yeah, yours is over in a second.
Yeah, it's like two wick wick. I mean, I suppose it depends on the situation, how long you've let things go. But, I mean, for the back, I mean, it's 20 minutes. I mean, there's a lot of... I mean, I'm 6'2". I can only imagine how much ground there is to cover. But the best is when I first start taking the video, it's, like, up close on my back. And it's just, like, it just looks like the top of a young man's head.
Man. Right, like, when it was, like, a newborn?
Yeah, like, when a baby comes out with hair.
So, there you go. If I hadn't gotten the hair transplant, I probably just would have been bald with his
hairy back.
So he said, for reason to explain, I watched Fred get his back waxed in its entirety. The best part is when he says they donate the trips of hair to charity.
Yeah, they give it to men without pubes.
Locks of love.
Yeah, that's my whole theory. And when she holds them up, you can see that there is a whole situation going. Those are not little hairs. They are big, long hairs.
Right off your back.
Well, now I'm very sexy, so look out, Marathon Key.
We have some more audio from that. It would be a...
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
And I don't think too much.
I was right in between what I was trying to do and what I've been doing.
And you know what taint is. You don't want to be taint.
That's, of course, you and Tom Brady together doing that.
Absolutely. Just bros getting some sages and some wax.
Well, I'm glad you're nice and slippery today.
Yep. Now I look great.
The soreness gone. Now you're an Adonis.
Yep. No, it just feels weird to have a shirt on because there's no cushion.
Someone said, are you sure this woman isn't Bird's girlfriend? She really seems to be enjoying this.
Well, I did make a Bird comment. I think I did during it because Bird was on Instagram. Like, just he was at work, but he was on Instagram just commenting over and over again.
Really?
He's like, hey, you hear the birds? Is that me? I'm Bird, see? All right. We will be back. We'll talk to Mr. Dan Shaughnessy and the mysteries of David Price.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Break up the 5 billion.
.985, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Dan Shaughnessy, the columnist, obviously, from the Boston Globe, joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Very upset. There is not more storylines going on over there in Fort Myers. Hello, Mr. Shaughnessy.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good. Real quick, before anything, because your article that you wrote about there being no storylines, there were some stories in there that you talked about days past at spring training that I had never heard before. The oil can Boyd one, to me, was completely new, where somebody from one of the video stores showed up, and what did they do? They tried to, they gave him some what happened?
It was the cops. It was in Winter Haven, which was not a hotbed of social progressivism at the time. I think there was a Klan group there. And so Cam was in the clubhouse, and the local gendarme showed up with a summons for his arrest. There was a video store called Specs Video, S-P-E-C, apostrophe S, and Cam had some overdue rentals, which it seemed like harassment. That's certainly how Cam took it. And so he went off, and it was a crazy moment. And, of course, the next day, the Lake and Ledger, the local paper, doing its deep investigative research, they unearthed the titles, and they were all porno, you know, sex and sex and limbo and sex cetera and nudes and limbo, all these ridiculous titles.
They can't decide where the nudes are going. I'm in limbo. what am I doing here? Are we going to bang or what? It's a very confusing time in porn.
There was a stat guy who dubbed it the Cannes Film Festival, which was one of the greatest lines of all time, and we've been using it ever since.
Well, okay, so, I mean, they did that just to harass him, right? Because, I mean, that never happens. They obviously had something against Oil Can Boyd.
Yes, yes, yes. There was and he actually, I think, had a residence down there. There was, I mean, Winter Haven, there was always stuff going on down there. I mean, that was just, it was kind of a sleepy town with, you know, surrounded by land and orange groves, you know, dull and kind of ugly. But so we had to make our own fun down there, and more often than not, we did.
Yeah, that's where porn comes in, obviously. There's nothing like a bunch of dudes just sitting around watching some porn. All right, so Dan, did you fall under the mythic tale of David Price's number? What's wrong with him?
Thank God.
You know, he doesn't do humor well. I mean, you know, I think sometimes he's trying to be funny or wry, or and it just it falls flat. Like with the deck, I was ready because remember the whole I got the Trump card now.
Yeah,
so I'm ready to say, what are you going to do with the Trump card? He goes, well, a deck of cards has two jokers too. You know, 52 cards and two jokers. So I'm like, oh, so who are the jokers? And he's like, well, I hope someone gets it. I'm like, yeah, never mind. You know.
And for you to say never mind.
So he's essentially, he's just dumb.
No, he's just socially awkward, right?
No, he's dumb.
I'm trying to play along, tee it up for him, and nothing there. And then, but yeah, the number, so, you know, out of the gate, because he switched from 24 to 10. So that was, and no one knew. There were theories, and then I wrote the column, and others did, and it was online for a few hours. And I think a Twitter person or something had a suggestion, and Pete Abraham, I don't know, texted him or something, and he confirmed, yeah, it's his son is Xavier, which is X, Roman numeral 10, and that's it. But he wasn't going to tell us. We had to figure it out for ourselves, and one of the readers or someone did, and then now we know. Now we know.
Yeah.
I heard we're supposed to credit Big Jim Murray for that, from what I've been told for some listeners.
Right. Okay.
He was the one who cracked the code.
Well, who the hell wants responsibility for that?
There'd be a lot of pride of authorship on that one.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're the loser that took the time to do that?
Right. He won the scavenger hunt that drove the city crazy for 5 hours.
What you should do is your mouth should be agape at the idea that anyone... that he's like pulling a fast one on you. Oh, David Price, I've been thinking about you every day. What mysteries will behold us next? All right, so you're down there,
So this is also a very strange. The one thing that is going to be strange for the spring training is Dustin Pedroia, because we all kind of know where he is right now in his career, and obviously he's one of these guys that loves playing the game of baseball, but we all think we know how this story ends. What do you think is going to happen? What have you seen, and how do you feel this is going to play out?
Well, you know, he came in yesterday. He doesn't have to be here till Monday, first full squad workout, but I expected him to be early. He usually is, and I expect he'll talk today, probably be a lengthy thing at the table after the workout. And, you know, he's going to do what he always does and just be very convincing and tell us he's okay and he plans on playing 140 or whatever, and I, God bless him. I mean, he was saying that to us in June and July last year in New York when it was very dark. And I feel badly, you know, but he's never going to tell you the truth on this. You're just not going to know until his performance or his ability to do things. I really hope it comes back for him. And, And it's weird that they won the World Series without him. They can win the World Series without him. They probably are planning to be without him. But they owe him a bag of money. He's still in contract for several years, and he was a really good player. He was MVP 11 years ago. But, yeah, so this is going to be I think they'll know pretty quickly when the games get going and what's there. And I don't think they'll let it string along like they did last year, you know, where, oh, we hope he's coming back. To me, this is either going to be, yeah, he's good for 130 games or he's not on the team.
All right. Are you fretting about the closer situation?
Well, it's a little weird. You know, it's like having the sweet car and, you know, just you don't do that last thing. You know, you don't put gas in it or something. I don't know. But he's, you know, they're a little bit full of themselves now that they're smarter than everybody else. And, you know, they'll figure it out. I mean, they hit the jackpot with Eovaldi last year and they said, we don't need bullpen help at the end. And they didn't. They got to win the World Series. So now it's, yeah, we can just put a guy in there and we'll figure it out. So Barnes or Brazier, it appears that Cora knows who he wants. He's not telling us. You really can't establish that down here because there's no high leverage games in spring training. But if they go on the West Coast, start the season and drop a couple, and it's because the closer's blowing in the ninth, I mean, no one's going to be happy, especially the good team they have doesn't want to see that kind of work go away. So they're not going to be able to use Chris Sale as a closer in the regular season. I mean, that was like stuff you can do in the postseason, which goes away now. So I don't know. Deep down, there could be a pillow contract for Kimbrel 1 year, come back at big dough, and they'll pay the luxury tax and do that. If he doesn't get a job, that would seem to make sense to me. But I'm sure he's still holding out for 3, 4, 5 year Chapman money, which just isn't out there anymore.
What do you think is the specific number that would convince the Red Sox to bring him back?
I think they'd do a pillow contract for like $10 million. 1 year, you know, 1 year. But that 10 cost them like 20 because of the dollars on dollars and luxury tax pushing across and all that stuff. You know, I don't really care to understand it, but I know it's more dollars than what you're paying them. And for him, it means he's back out in a crap market next year. It doesn't look like the market's going to get any better. But he's like number three with after Machado and Harper. It's the fact that he has no sniff, nothing. That's pretty bad. And I wouldn't give him more than a year. I mean, it's just the position's not valued the way it was. He's on the decline. He had a crappy October. And I understand no motivation to lock him up for many, many years.
Dan, what's your early call on Mookie Betts and his relationship with the team? I know he's in camp early and fielded some questions yesterday.
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody sees what's not happening with the free agents. And I think this is going to help the teams all around baseball. If you've got a guy like Betts, he should be more listening to you and you know, getting locked in long term. And not, it used to be you want to find out what you're worth, and it's always the upside to do that. And that's not working out now. It didn't work out for J.D. Martinez. It's not working out for Machado and Harper. So if you're Betts, you got to be looking at the landscape and just, you know, saying, well, maybe I will stick around. I don't sense any love Mookie has for Boston. I got to be here and all that. And I don't, you know, they're mercenaries, and he's not from there. And I get that. But the notion of finding out what you're worth, which was great when you were Jacoby Ellsbury 5 years ago. But teams are wised up to that, and they're not doing it now. So yeah, there could be some thaw there, and they could get some progress with Bogarts and Betts.
Do you think it's a collusion situation? It's like some people are speculating.
Yeah. I mean, it's collusion when, you know, we all agree, you know, we don't put it in writing, but we all agree we're not going to eat at the place down the corner anymore. You know, that's collusion. And I just think they're all agreeing. I don't think there's anything in writing they can track them and hang them on it, but it's what they would call market correction. And I think a lot of us understand it. Those, you know, 6, 7, 8 year contracts, none of them ever worked. The last one that worked was Manny Ramirez, $160 million, 8 years, and you got 7.5 good years out of him.
When's the John Henry, Tom Werner extravaganza?
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's always a highlight. I'm expecting that should be Monday. Monday's the first full workout, and they'll be here doing the victory lap. Oh, no one thought we could do it, and they said we were unlikable. And oh boy, that'll be a party.
We were unlikable. Jeeves, please put the umbrella further over my head to block me from thy son.
Admit, Dan, it's not as fun now that Lucchino's gone, where he would just like jump in the middle of Tom Werner's answers and cut him off.
Yeah.
He'd run blocker for Tom Werner.
Those are my bosses, man. I don't say anything bad about that.
That's right.
All right.
You're a honk for the globe.
Right. You can tell every day.
You're a fraud.
That's right.
Dan Shaughnessy, thank you so much.
This should be interesting.
All right, Dan Shaughnessy, thank you very much.
All right, fellas. Take care.
See you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Crank up the Studebaker and head south.
That is one of my favorite days.
John Henry's coming to town.
Someone should just quiz Harpo on logistics and stats and see what kind of answers you get.
Get me my morphine rag. Jeez, my morphine rag.
John Henry has a morphine rag, you're saying.
My elixir. My cook.
Let's go Red Sox. Let's go Red Sox. Let's go Red Sox.
Go Red Sox.
All right. David Price was talking to the media yesterday, and he was a coy man. He was a little devil there, a little devil may care. And we will explore.
Brady under center. Fires down the middle. He throws a long ball. Right. Throws down the left seam for Gronkowski. Touchdown. Patriots.
Tom Brady plays on one station in Boston. 98.5, the Sports Zone.
Podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Tetra and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Tetra and Rich. David Price is a little devil. He's mischievous. And the spring training does not come without its riddles.
No, I'm starting to like, or I know I am going to like, successful David Price.
Yeah, because we were having a debate earlier in the show if you want him to fail or you want him to succeed. We've come to a consensus that he's going to be far funnier if he succeeds.
Yeah, and I'm not even talking for baseball reasons.
It's just, not
baseball at all. There's a lot of people who love the Red Sox and like have opinions about David Price. But
who cares? But, this is all about entertainment.
But about as far as like what you get from press conferences and things like that, now that he has won and he holds all the cards, as we learned a couple of months ago,
Trump card.
Now he's becoming one of my favorite people. Because when I heard this yesterday, I'm like, all right, get ready for this for a season.
Why the number 10?
I'm going to let you guys figure it out. I don't. It's not that tough. If you know me at all, I feel like you can get it. Somebody will get it. And everybody's going to be like, oh, okay, wow. That makes sense.
The Red Sox have won 9 World Series.
That is not it.
Yeah. I think it's a good guess.
Are they retiring Dwight Evans number?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, I do think he will be a Hall of Famer, so I do think it will be up there at some point.
Oh, yes. Call me David Price, a.k.a. Mysterio the Magician. I have made my number 24 disappear to thin air. You shall ask it, but you may not receive it by answer without a little bit of elbow grease. I am Boston's Willy Wonka. I have hidden thy golden tickets all over the city, and I have caused a panic. Why was the number changed? Call your friends. Phone the paper. Everybody gather in the streets. I have made it disappear, but this is riddle me this, Boston.
It's like Mario, like the thing where you're finding what's the thing where you use your phone to find the stuff?
Oh, yeah, it's like Pokemon Go.
It's like Pokemon Go. Like people are just wandering the streets looking for clues.
It was chaos yesterday. It's all anyone can talk about. I mean, did you hear the news? David Price, did you number? Did you hear the news? There was a dance on the streets. Everyone was dancing, saying, he changed his number. How did he do it?
Going to Fenway and looking under the Green Monster for clues.
Sure. I have hidden 14 clues throughout the city. It is your own Easter egg hunt, except these are not Easter eggs. Oh, these are clues of knowledge towards my decisions to change the number. Feeling peckish? Please continue to ask me questions. I will give you very vague answers to whet your appetite for knowledge. Oh, you are the best, David Price.
He just is unbelievable.
What is this, Nick Cofano, a coin in your ear here? It's for you. It's made of chocolate.
Abraham's picking through Shaughnessy's pro.
Giving him guilt?
Where shall I find more knowledge? Is that what that is? Chocolate coins?
Guilt. Yes.
Well, sure.
Yom Kippur's come early.
Right, that would be Hebrew magician David Price.
Right. Welcome to the Shlomo Bar Mitzvah. We'll get the number. It changes to 10. You are a man now. Once you solve the riddle, I declare thee a man. Good people of the Weinstein Bar Mitzvah. I'm David Price, master illusionist and numerologist.
Where did this number go? Who knows? I am the new Chris Angel of the baseball world. I have given you this riddle, and I've made it sexy at the same time.
He's unbelievable.
Oh, it's the best.
He's a big left-hander that throws hard. His life must have just been so
God. If there's
so
any,
fun.
If there's any time he can emerge with a clean slate, it would be this summer.
Oh, no, please, this continue. Don't stop.
It's better for
don't
us stop. If he acts this way, but, I mean, he had a way out. For the first time in his life, he had a way out.
Oh, yeah. Baseball Writers Association, let me hear ya. You got more questions about what happened to number 24? Keep asking.
Peter Abraham, what's your guess? 9 World Series? No. You're not even warm.
You want answers? I need to hear applause in the back of the room.
Get to the Boston Public Library and take out some ancient scrolls.
Just right. It's like, I can see it. Sean McAdam. He's like the only one left in the Boston Public Library. All the little green lights are on. He's just like crumpling up paper, throwing it down. Damn it, I can't figure out the answers.
Abraham's at Stonehenge. Where do I find this?
Meanwhile, there's like an albino monk who's hunting Peter Abraham, who's trying to find the answers because he's part of a huge clan that is sworn to protect the secrets of David Price.
Gaffardo's just ripping open pictures or paintings at the MFA. At the MFA.
Damn it! I know the code is here somewhere.
He just is he's a little delight. He just is impish. He just loves it. He loves himself some David Price.
It's great, too, because you had Shaughnessy try to get something out of him, asking about the fans. And
how do you feel about your relationship with the Red Sox fans?
Good. I have no problems. You guys can drive that narrative if you want, but I'm ready to rock, ready to play. I have no problems.
Are you feeling the love of the parade?
Absolutely.
So yeah. You just had a live look at David Price at spring training, and it's the Riddler with his cane. Riddle me this, Baseball Writers Association.
He almost said, I'm ready to rock.
I think he did say he was ready to rock.
He kind of checked himself a little bit.
No, without a doubt.
I'm ready to rock this season. Are you? Let's start out with a little numbers game.
What has three legs in the evening?
It's a choose-your-own-adventure. Oh, boy. And then Jim Murray figured it out.
He did? Well, apparently he did. So, okay, so what the reason he changed his number, because at first you thought that the one that seemed the most reasonable was that the Red Sox were going to retire, what's his name, Evans' number.
Right.
And I thought it was
what's his name?
Okay, well, of course. What's his name? What's
his
name?
That's your favorite player,
Evans,
right?
Correct. What's his name? Dwight Evans?
I'm surprised his number is that's well, they're going to do
Manny
that.
Manny had it for about a decade, so that was part of the problem.
Well, then but that was the one thing that seemed to make sense.
Yeah.
But what ended up being is that he was wearing the number 10 to honor his son Xavier because X, the first letter in Xavier, is the Roman numeral for 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, cool, man.
And does he have another kid?
I don't think so.
Because if he's planning on having more kids, these other kids get screwed.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's all about Xavier.
If his name's Louis, he's going to change his number to 50 next year.
A good point.
It's
good point.
You like that? Ichabod, it's going to be number one.
There's nothing like Roman numeral comedy. Which David Price has gotten everyone involved in.
He actually said, once you figure it out, you're going to say, wow.
Yeah, wow.
Your mind's going to be effing blown. Dude, you're not going to, your world's going to be rocked. You're not going to be able to contain. You're going to vomit. You're going to vomit with excitement.
We've had this conversation before, is that he truly thinks that he's like a big narrative in Boston.
He was yesterday. Who wasn't talking about it? Who's like David Price, the riddle of the stinks. I visited 10 Home Depot bathrooms in Florida. How many doth I drop a deuce?
Okay, Gary, go ahead.
Hey guys. Hey, first time, long time.
Hey.
Greetings from the armpit of America. This is a FIFA thing. So not only does he play Fortnite as a complete nerd, but he plays FIFA. Number 10. The number 10 jersey is the straw that stirs the drink in soccer.
Mm. So you think that's why he did it? Oh, Messi.
Yeah, like Messi's number 10. Neymar's number 10. Eden Hazard's number 10. Mesut Ozil's number 10.
Kane?
These like... Who? Oh, yeah, Harry Kane's number
Kane's
10.
Kane's number 10?
Oh, that's just Wallach showing off.
I was just happy I could contribute.
Okay, so that's really why he did it. It's not the Xavier thing. That makes sense.
Oh, he's the straw that stirs the drink. He's the playmaker, you know?
Yeah.
It's such a me thing.
Okay, yeah. Well, that makes sense. Wayne Rooney apparently is number 10 as well.
Okay.
Well, look, the mystery still exists.
Mike Lockhart says, this is a reference to one of your favorite shows. If you find Pepe Silvia, you'll the answer number to David Price's number is 10. Pepe Silvia is the guy. It's the character that what's his name played?
Charlie Day.
Charlie Day, who was obsessed with all the lines and things on the wall.
Yes, that's right. When they was working in the mailroom. I saw that one the other day. Well, listen, for whatever reason it is, Boston just can keep on guessing. Because David Price is leaving clues, but he ain't giving you the whole thing. That's up to you to figure out. Is he the straw that stirs the drink, or is this a heads up to Xavier? Who knows? But we're all enthralled. Esoteric will be in studio at 9 o'clock. We'll be right back.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
I don't really have a problem if everybody, including Kyrie, is feeling 100%, and his two guys that are with him from our staff are 100% behind it. I have no problem with it.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Danny Ainge on the program yesterday talking about Kyrie Irving. And a lot of people. I was at the barbershop yesterday, and the consensus there was there's a chivalry. Michael Holly there, by the way.
Oh, very nice. How's he doing?
Now.
I like Michael Holly.
He's doing horrible.
He's on hard times, man.
Yeah, I mean, he was just terrible. But I mean,
in a bad mood as always, Michael Holly, always negative, everything that comes out of his mouth.
He was looking at bow ties there at Mr. Sin.
Being very sarcastic, obviously.
No, you're not. Nonetheless, the consensus, this is not for Michael Holly, but the consensus was the team's better without Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving has got to go. But nonetheless...
Which, by the way, is dumb. It's very dumb. You just look at the numbers, and the numbers say completely otherwise.
Well, this is what the consensus was, is all I'm saying. But there is a debate if Kyrie Irving should be playing in this All-Star game. A debate that I understand.
I think it's a debate that is, once again, ridiculous. And the reason that I can't believe that shows yesterday spent half of their show talking about this. First of all, when he got injured and he's been out, it was a day-to-day injury. It wasn't a major injury. They just said, we're going to take this day-to-day. The time between Detroit, the game in Detroit, and the All-Star game is 4 days, right?
Yep.
A day-to-day injury could easily heal in 4 days, correct? Why are people flipping out?
Because he's perceived to be selfish and only caring about
his
own. Optics are not good.
By who?
By a lot of people that come to the team. Fans.
Who cares about the fans? Do his teammates believe that?
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I mean, they've had a million
teammates.
According
to anyone that they've talked to, they all love Kyrie Irving. They've all supported Kyrie Irving. Him playing in the All-Star game should be not a story. It's 4 days literally between when Danny Ainge came on and said, you know, he's almost 100%. And he said, we only want him to play if he's 100%, but we believe by that point he most definitely should
be. As long as he plays in Milwaukee next week,
so
I got everything is fine.
I got the feeling that Danny is not overly excited about this.
What did he say that
because
made you think
he
that?
Because he went to great lengths to say that he was bringing his trainer and his physical therapist.
In other words, they're saying there's a lot of people who are going to make sure that he's going to be okay when he goes out there.
All of these people
have to get checked out by everyone to make sure he's all right.
I think that a lot of this could have been avoided if he just. I mean, the way I took it was like a lot of this crap just could have been avoided if he didn't go. Like, you know, he's bringing these guys down and then, you know...
Well, he has to go.
If he didn't go down to play, I understand that he has to be there.
Okay, so here's another reason why I get confused about people flipping out about this. So this is an article from an article that Chris Gasper wrote yesterday in the Globe, and it's titled, Hey, Kyrie, Don't Play in the All-Star Game. And just going into it, he goes, the injured Irving probably could play in the NBA All-Star Game Sunday, but he absolutely shouldn't for his own good and that of the green. Irving was voted an all-star starter, but the idea of him playing in the game 8 days after a knee injury should be a non-starter. He should join the rest of the spectators at the Spectrum Center. There's nothing to gain from him playing and too much to lose. Cue Allen Iverson voice. We're talking about the All-Star Game, not a game. The All-Star Game, a meaningless exhibition. Merely entertaining the notion of Irving stepping on the court in Charlotte is absurd. Irving, who suffered a right knee strain last Saturday and missed the last two games, is too important to the Celtics' cause and has too much of an injury history to risk returning to the court for a glorified layup line between Team LeBron and Team Giannis. And then he quickly goes into what Danny Ainge said. He goes, even if the Celtics didn't think Irving playing the All-Star Game was a good idea, they wouldn't tell him or us. He said, that's why you have Celtics president of basketball operations Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens tiptoeing around the issue and providing...
You mentioned the show?
Their tacit imprimatur. I have no idea. I think he did, actually. I missed our show. I don't even know what a tacit imprimatur is.
Well, it's good newspaper writing. Okay, he goes, you really want to throw those Scrabble words in there for people picking up the old fish wrap.
He said the two contorted...
Get out your thesaurus. Isn't that like the worst thing that you can do?
I don't understand.
Real quick, esoteric. We're going to talk to you in just a second. But do you know what... You obviously are extremely... smart.
You're a wordsmith.
You're a wordsmith. Yeah. Do you know what the word imprimatur means?
I-M-P.
I-M-P.
Yeah.
R-I-M-A-T-U-R. Imprimatur.
Imprimatur. No, I can think of things that rhyme with it, but
I can't. He's aces at that. Yeah.
He said the two contorted themselves into tortured logic that Irving playing in a game is actually a good idea because it allows him to get up and down the court in competitive setting before he rejoins the Celtics to prep for next. Okay.
I agree with him there.
Here's the problem with this article. You can't say, hey, don't let him play in the All-Star game because he could injure himself and then laugh at the competitiveness of the game and say it's a non-game. You can't have that in the same article. Which one is it? Is it a game that's too strenuous where you're going to go out there and you're going to crush your legs and it's going to kill you? Or is it, oh, it's just a walkthrough, and for them to say it's anything otherwise is laughable. Where do you stand, Chris Gasper? Take a stance and go with it instead of having two different things that conflict each other and saying you made a imprimatur point, whatever that word is. You just completely contradicted yourself, and then you stood back with your arms and going, see?
Did you go to college, esoteric?
Yes.
Okay, did you graduate?
Last year.
Okay, so we have three college graduates in Bridge.
And one who almost got there. And so I got close.
Who inexplicably pulled out at the very end.
I got a good job in radio.
And if we don't know...
Making fart jokes.
Yeah, that's right. High-paying industry. So if we don't know the word, that most likely shouldn't be in the newspaper.
I agree. It's Gasper showing off.
Yeah, but it's my understanding that a newspaper is not the place to do
okay,
that.
Okay, hang on. Do you want to know what that means?
What so does it
it's
mean? No.
Okay, well, here's the two definitions. An official license by the Roman Catholic Church to print an ecclesiastical or religious book, or a person's acceptance or guarantee that something is of a good standard. I could have thought of maybe 15 different words that I at least knew what they were, but maybe I'm just dumb. Maybe we're all a room full of dumb people.
Is there a thesaurus where we can find other words that...
Well, if you go on thesaurus.com and you're trying to write something, you just go to the furthest, most multisyllabic word.
and you roll with it. But you see what I'm saying about how ridiculous that this article is?
Yeah.
Is you can't have it both ways.
I agree.
And that's the argument I heard all day yesterday, is that, oh, you can't do it. It's going to look bad. He could risk some injury. And then when you heard the Danny Ainge clip, he needs to get some exercise. It's not even a game.
Well, I don't buy the whole that running down the court is, this is where I will take my stand, and even though Wallach thinks he's a genius, is that I think the narrative from Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge that it's a positive because he runs down the court is ridiculous.
My stance is gameplay is better than just working out. That's what I believed before we heard from Danny Ainge.
Well, I think that's a company line. I do think that. I mean, they very well could not care that he plays in the All-Star game, but to say that it's like of a benefit to him, I think is ridiculous. And precisely because it's a layup line. I don't know how that improves them.
I agree with you. But I also don't... Then for that reason, I also don't see why people are freaking out of him playing.
I don't know. It's just a pain in the ass, and I don't think that Ainge and Stevens want to deal with it. But what are we going to do? All right, Esoteric is here.
Oh, we're on Twitch, too, so if you want to watch Esoteric in studio.
He's a... Yeah. There's
going to be
a
lot going candy. On.
I'm not disrobing or anything.
So there is excitement abounds. There is a new record coming out, new LP. Yep. And we will talk to Esoteric about that. There are no commercials here, just ad lines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline ma.org.